Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A look at this week's Keyboard Warriors, Todd's Trolls, on the Toddcast Podcast.
The next time you're online, do your best to steer clear of all the chirpy bullshit comments. They're everywhere. It doesn't matter what it is. No one and nothing is safe. Take Evanescence. They've sold 25 million albums worldwide, multiple Grammy Award winners, and yet even they still take heat. Evanescence released their new album this past Friday, March 30th. It's called The Bitter Truth.
Let me guess. More sad rock songs? Nah, think I'll pass. Besides Bring Me to Life, name another Evanescence song. I got $20 here that says you can't. Whoa, they're still around? Who knew?
Coming to theaters as of this weekend, April 2nd, Michelle Pfeiffer stars as Frances in French Exit, basically a penniless 60-year-old who sells the last of her inheritance to live her final days in Paris. Her son tags along a cat named Small Frank, who may or may not embody the spirit of Frances's dead husband. Follow me here.
So it's a movie about a wife's husband who comes back as a cat? Wow, the feel-good hit of spring 2021. Each ticket should come with a bullet and a gun. Sounds super uplifting.
And the 2021 World Parkour Championships were held this past weekend between March 26 and 28. That was fun to watch.
A bunch of dudes climbing around doing flips? Release the hounds! Then maybe I'd watch. New drinking game. Watch this with a buddy, and every time they say, I could probably do that, drink. They should make all the competitors wear skin-tight leotards, each one with a tiger's tail, so it'd be hilarious to watch.
Todd's Trolls on the Toddcast Podcast is powered by The Garage, Games and Geekery, your place to play RPGs, board games, and Warhammer in Maple Ridge. Online at garagegames.ca.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.